Welcome to the Chassidic Insight on the Torah portion of the week. This week's portion is Parshas Yisrei, the central event of which is the revelation of the Torah on Mount Sinai, including the revelation of the Ten Commandments, the Aseret HaDibros. And among the description of the many miracles which took place at the revelation on Mount Sinai is one that seems a bit perplexing. The Medrash states that the sound which was emitted at Mount Sinai at the time of the Ten Commandments was of such a character that there was no echo whatsoever. This, however, seems to minimize the effect of the sound of the Ten Commandments. We would think that the louder and more powerful the voice is, the more of an echo there would be, not that there would be no echo whatsoever. How does this express the greatness of the revelation on Mount Sinai? It is explained, however, that when one understands the general accomplishment of the revelation of the Torah at Mount Sinai, one will understand this Medrash as well. The Talmud and the Zohar tell us that even before the Torah was given, our forefathers also kept the mitzvahs. The Zohar tells us, for example, that when Yaakov Avinu, when Jacob, cut the stripes and the sticks at the time that he was taking care of Laban's sheep, that the stripes he made correspond to the stripes of the tefillin when one wraps the straps around one's arm. However, although the mitzvah was done, there was no transformation which took place in the physical object. And therefore, although the mitzvah was performed, one could afterwards throw those sticks away. Unlike tefillin today, which after the mitzvah has been done, they attain a holiness in and of themselves. They have been transformed and elevated. They have become holy objects. The reason for this is that although our forefathers were on a very high spiritual level, the world was not yet prepared for such a revelation, and therefore the godliness did not penetrate the world. This was changed at Mount Sinai, when, as the verse says, God descended on Mount Sinai, and there was a revelation of godliness in the physical world, and the mitzvahs therefore attained such a value that they could penetrate the actual physical object, that the physical object absorbed godliness. And the reason why at the giving of the Torah that even the physical world could absorb godliness was that at that time there was a revelation of the essence of Hashem, the essence of God. That before the essence was revealed, spirituality was one thing and physicality was another. The physical is certainly lower than the spiritual is higher and more refined, but they remain two separate things. At the revelation at Mount Sinai, the essence of God was revealed. The essence, which from the perspective of God's essence, both the physical and spiritual are equally distant from Him. God cannot be thought of as spiritual. Spirituality is also a sort of limitation. As far as the essence of God is concerned, both the spiritual and the physical are identical. In the face of such a tremendous revelation, the godliness is not limited only to a spiritual sort of revelation. It can even penetrate the physical. And this is what happened at the revelation of the Torah at Mount Sinai, that all of the physical world also became a fitting vessel and receptacle for godliness. And as we know, an echo only occurs when there is a reflection of sound. Should all of the sound be absorbed, even in physical acoustic tile, for example, when the sound is absorbed, there is no echo. And this is therefore the meaning behind this statement of the Medrash, that there was no echo at the giving of the Torah, that just as physically there was no echo, because there was no reflection of the sound, the reason for this and the cause was as a result of the tremendous revelation of Mount Sinai, that all of the godliness revealed there was totally absorbed by the physical world around. And since it was absorbed, this was reflected in the physical realm that there was also no echo. Thank you for tuning into the Chassidic Insight on Parshas Yisrei, and please join us next week for Parshas Mishpotim.